a peach tree demands attention whether it got peaches on it or not.
Garrett Johnson is 81 years old. His family's orchard in Candor, about 90 minutes east of Charlotte, has been growing peaches since he was a toddler. And he's spent his life perfecting the art of cultivating the sweet fruit. On his farm, there are at least 50 different varieties.
What we try to do is have three varieties ripening near together. One we're starting, one we're in the middle of, and one we're concluding. That takes a long time.
So a peach for sale in May is completely different from what you might buy in September. They have about a dozen pickers in their orchard 7 days a week. With about 50 acres of peaches, Johnson runs one of the state's largest operations. But he says that's tiny compared to some of the large growers in South Carolina. One of his friends, he says,
he's got 5,000 acres. So what do you think he's going to do? He's going to pick as quick as he can.
So the difference is that peaches from these mega growers are picked before they've completely ripened and shipped out on refrigerated trucks. Dexter Hill is with the North Carolina Department of Agriculture.
Once you harvest the peach from a tree, the sugar content doesn't go up anymore. And so you're getting a much better product. But a lot of people don't know the difference between a good peach and a bad peach.
This isn't to say that you won't find some of our neighbors to the south selling tree-ripened peaches. It's just that North Carolina's entire peach industry is built around the roadside stand model. Several times a day, workers load Johnson's full-sized pickup with boxes of peaches. He then drives them 3 miles away to the retail side of the business. Johnson Farms has had to move its roadside stand a few times as Highway 220 has expanded and moved, but they've also expanded the stand from an open-air shelter to a modern air-conditioned general store and ice cream shop. Garrett Johnson's wife, Barbara, is in the store almost every day.
I'm here when the doors are open, usually a little before 8, and sometimes we don't get out till pretty near 7 sometimes.
Many of the customers have gotten to know her and her husband over the years, and they've grown very loyal. Spend a few minutes in the parking lot, and you'll see license plates from all over. Virginia, South Carolina, Ohio, even Quebec.
I like to have a peach dumpling with ice cream, please.
Okay, $3.50.
I have to pay first.
Walter McCabe from Ohio has stopped here nearly every year for the past 3 decades on his summer trips to and from Myrtle Beach. But if you aren't driving through Montgomery County, you can still get a taste of Johnson's peaches or those from hundreds of other North Carolina growers. Many of them send their crops to the farmers markets in Charlotte, Raleigh, Greensboro, Asheville, and Lumberton. To get a taste of the homemade ice cream, though, you still have to hit the road and stop at one of those peach stands.